This is Rob Long with Martini Shot on KCRW. Not long ago, when I was producing a TV sitcom, one of the lead actresses asked me for a meeting. She had, she told me, some thoughts on that week's script. Now, that's always a terrifying announcement, but what this actress wanted to talk about was, it turned out, aspirin. Her character in that week's script was suffering from a headache, and in one scene, we had written a short moment where she takes two aspirins. "I'm just really uncomfortable," she told me, "taking aspirin. My personal philosophy is very anti that." Apparently, this actress had a personal philosophy, and that philosophy was hostile to the generally accepted practice of taking pain-relieving pills. But before she sat me down to explain in excruciating detail why that was so, I held up my hand. "Totally get it," I said. "No explanation necessary. We'll cut that moment out of the script." It was an easy compromise to make. I mean, the aspirin taking wasn't a central or even terribly interesting moment. The line we'd written for her wasn't really getting the laugh we wanted. So why not? I mean, she was nutty, obviously, but also extremely talented. And a big part of being a successful executive producer of a TV show is recognizing that great comic talent and irrational beliefs about ordinary things often go hand in hand. So, as I said, easy decision to make, but they're not always that way. Henry Louis Gates, for instance, is a professor at Harvard University who was also the executive producer of a PBS show called Finding Your Roots, which investigates the ancestry of celebrity guests, taking them on journeys around the world to discover their heritage. The actor Ben Affleck discovered while shooting his episode that one of his forebears was a slave owner. He didn't like discovering that, of course, who would? But he also didn't really want anyone else discovering it either, so he asked Henry Louis Gates to snip that segment out of his episode. In other words, he told the executive producer that he had some thoughts on that week's script, but instead of aspirin, his problem was slavery. Now, because Henry Louis Gates is a professor at Harvard and not a seasoned TV producer like some people I could mention, he wasn't sure what to do, so he emailed a friend of his, the CEO of a large movie studio, and asked him for advice. Now, what the studio chief told his friend to do, and I hope this doesn't shock you, was give the star what he wants. I mean, that's pretty much the standard operating procedure for a Hollywood studio executive. Whatever the star wants, the star gets, as long as it doesn't cost too much money. That's also the standard operating procedure for a Hollywood sitcom producer. Whatever the star wants, the star gets, as long as it doesn't mean a lot of rewriting or taking out a laugh line. Now, this is all usually handled quietly, and it would have remained quiet until a few weeks ago when the associated emails were made public by the website WikiLeaks, and it all came tumbling out into the open. The result is that the integrity of the series, as well as the honesty of its executive producer, have been seriously called into question. See, sometimes when the star makes a demand, you just give in. But sometimes you don't. And knowing which to do and when is headache-inducing work, for which aspirin is needed, unless you've got a problem with aspirin. And that's it for this week. Next week, we'll buy a leather jacket for KCRW. This is Rob Long.